Well, chaos and panic is the summary heard at a coronial hearing today, looking into a deadly COVID outbreak at the St Basil's Aged Care Home in Melbourne in July and August of last year. The Victorian coroner is examining the deaths of 50 St Basil's residents and dozens more infections, including among aged care staff there. The court heard accounts of excruciating desperation from family members with relatives inside the St Basil's facility, with little or no information about how or even where their elderly relatives were. I spoke to our reporter in Melbourne, Emily Burke, who's been following proceedings. Em, counsel assisting painted a pretty shocking picture of how events unfolded at St Basil's. How did it all begin?
Well, the outbreak began on the 9th of July last year, and within a couple of weeks, this facility was completely overwhelmed. 50 residents died, almost 100 staff were also infected, and today we got a real glimpse of how it got so bad so quickly. We learned that pathology workers who attended St Basil's to test staff and residents reported that conditions were shocking and appalling, that COVID positive and negative residents were mingling, PPE hadn't been cleared, bins were overflowing, and medication was on the floor. In fact, we heard that deceased residents were being wheeled through crowded corridors. There were also multiple warnings about the disastrous consequences of standing down the nursing staff because they'd been exposed, and that the consequences of bringing in a replacement workforce would be dire. There were very grave fears that residents would in fact die of neglect. Council assisting Peter Rosen detailed some of those warnings.
Despite the concerns of the doctors and the operator of St Basil's, the 3pm meeting on 21 July 2020 concluded with the decision to press on with the replacement of the entire staff at St Basil's. This was despite all present apparently being aware of a risk that the replacement workforce may be inadequate to meet statutory care standards. As Dr Norton notes in his report, no one from any of the government agencies appeared to think that the strategy was flawed.
Council assisting Peter Rosen, QC. Can you give us a sense of what the situation was like for families and for residents and staff at the height of this crisis? What has the coroner heard today?
Well, there simply weren't enough nursing and care staff to provide the care that residents deserved or was legally required to. Council assisting Peter Rosen quoted from one personal care worker who was alarmed when he started work at St Basil's during that outbreak.
Most of the residents were severely dehydrated and were not being assisted with meals. Many residents were in soiled clothing and bedding. From my understanding, the DHHS nurses were in a position to shut the facility down, as they'd mentioned calling it in. One said to the other, "I think we've got enough to call it in. Shut it down."
That's Council Assisting Peter Rosen, QC. That's worth noting, Linda, that many of these residents didn't have English as a first language. This aged care facility catered mostly for elderly Greek residents. They were extremely vulnerable at various stages of dementia. They couldn't feed themselves, couldn't call for help, couldn't turn themselves over in bed. These residents were completely dependent.
Were there any specific events or decisions that were at the heart of this tragedy, Em?
Well, expert witnesses have pointed to a preventable lack of coordination and cooperation between federal and state health departments. The coroner is examining a decision to furlough the staff and the repercussions of that at a critical point in the outbreak. The inquest has heard that the Secretary of the Federal Health Department, Dr. Brendan Murphy, asked the Chief Nursing Officer, Alison McMillan, to go to Melbourne and assess St Basil's. And on the 22nd of July, she deemed it fit for purpose and said that residents didn't need to be moved, and that's despite not seeing any residents inside or speaking to any clinicians during her visit. St Basil's staff was stood down on the 22nd. Replacement staff didn't include any translators, and officials from the health department visited on the 23rd. Some reported that this situation at St Basil's was among the worst they'd seen at this point in the outbreak.
Emily Burke there.